Okay, my name is Muhammad Jinnah. I'm from Singapore. I'm representing United World Halal Development, which promoting halal and tayyiban concept globally. And alhamdulillah, we have succeeded in many non-Muslim countries to establish halal friendly fruit, halal certified products, also halal tourism. So in such a way, we are promoting in a global halal products, every countries, even Muslim country and non-Muslim country, to bring awareness to among Muslim and non-Muslim about halal products and halal tourism. Okay, we did organize one conference last year with your team member. He came to Singapore. Alhamdulillah, the crowd was amazing and people love to see the technical concept in the Quran and the scientific proof which has been proved by the people. So it's reached to the people, and inshallah we are willing to organize such a more conferences in Southeast Asia. They read Quran in verses, but they never go into the deeper level, into the scientific proof. After they realizing, after our seminar, people feel that no, we have to be spend more time into that scientific way, and which my Dr. Hanan, he has been doing a very great job to people to be understand in an easy way of the scientific proof. I think this is a very good initiative to talking about the Muslims to be united. And halal food industry is one of the key, which I'm thinking, where we can join all the Muslims together in a cause of the unity. Halal food can make them as a one of the best platform to bring together the entire ummah into the one platform. In the name of halal food, in the name of halal tourism, in the name of the halal is no longer as a food. Halal is a lifestyle of the Muslims. And that way, we will unite as a one team. And what he say that exactly correct, our brothers and sisters, wherever you live, it does not matter. But you have to come under one uniform way of united ummah. I think this is very much, in the past, the system has been very much damaged. Every country have their own way of halal standards. Now CIMIC, name called as an Islamic organization of 57 nations, they came out with the one procedure now. Standard operating procedure, SOP, and standards, name called CIMIC standard, also GSO standard. It's been approved by OIC members. Even Turkey is one of the member of OIC country that has been approved. And now we are in the implementation stage. So for the past, what you said exactly, absolutely right, we have been struggling to come out with a one logo system. Now there are, each and every country have a halal logo, but in future, this is going to be a one logo system. Today we have a OIC system that is called Islamic Union, but what I feel that is not functioning in a proper way. Inshallah, the time has been nearing, and OIC country is already established system. We make things to be happen in a positive way. So this is going to be work out very well. That is what we pray, and we our prayers towards one united ummah, and that's going to be uniform into the one way, one logo, one ummah, one Mahdi. I love that the way you presenting to the people, because it's more into the scientifically you are explaining to the common man. That's exactly understandable for the common man, what is about Quran says in the message. And this message, because most of the time A9 system, A9 TV is not reachable to many countries. It's a satellite TV. I think we need to work out some way how we can bring this message to the common ground, because most of the time the language will be in the barriers. People in the different parts of the world, they could not be able to understand what you have been delivering. So that has to be translated into the regional language. Then appropriately the message will be reaching. I have limitedly accessing A9, but I need more time to see how they can broadcasting, what are the newses and important documentary. But I have seen few, but I'm really satisfied the way which is presenting in the right way. I like to say only one thing. We all, as one ummah, we have to be united each other. There are a lot of differences in the parts of the world. People are talking about sex, people are talking about different religious concept, people are talking about the religious principles. This we have to put aside. And we have to become as one ummah in a one cause message, saying that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So we are united. We have to come into the one umbrella, in one flag, and say that we are one Muslims. So we have to put aside the message which we have been fighting each other, that's no longer is going to be help for us. And Muslim country, non-Muslim country today very much understand about Islam. very much focusing on Islamic principles, and the Islam is spreading non-Muslim country in a very bigger way. So inshallah, one day the Ummah will be realizing the impact and we will be turned to the right path one day, inshallah. Yeah, I'm really thankful to you for the time you spent. I'm really willing to come very often to Turkey to promote halal and tourism in Turkey, because it's a caliphate where we ruled 800 years to the Muslim Ummah as a one caliphate system. So I pray the same system will come back again. That's what the entire Muslim is with dua today.